لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين.
Bad words about the other wives of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love all of them. We love Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's all children, his sons and his daughter. So anyway, Fatima, she was very beloved of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet had so much respect for her, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima tun bid'atun minni. She is part of my body, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she is the chief of all the women in Jannah. Sayyidatu nisa'i ahli al-Jannah. So Fatima is the chief, right, chief of the women in Jannah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given her the glad tidings of Jannah. So she is very honorable in Islam. And she was married to Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was the cousin of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also respect and love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So today we are talking about the son of Fatima and Ali, Imam Hussain. We also respect Imam Hassan. He was also a shaheed. He is the eldest son of Imam Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They are the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Imam Hussain or Imam Hassan, when they were born, so the first thing, there is a custom in Islamic teaching which is known as tahneek. In Urdu we say kutti. So the first thing which is given to a child, right, so that is called tahneek. So this was done by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can see that Imam Hussain is getting the kutti, a tahneek, or the first food, a nutrition, by Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a piece of date, khajur, in his mouth and made it soft, and then with his saliva he put that in the mouth of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. So we can see that how holy and lucky these people are. And they are not only the grandsons of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are also people who are devoted for Islam, to protect the religion of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in their childhood, if you see that when Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to lead the prayer, and sometime he heard that Hussein is crying, so Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Fatima, don't let him cry. When he is crying, I get hurt. My feelings are hurt. I don't feel good when Hussein is crying. So you see that how much love Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for this unique personality. Not only for him, also for Imam Hassan. Once Prophet was giving the khutbah, sermon, and he saw that both are coming, and when they are coming, they fell down. And then they stand up, again they are walking. So Prophet stopped his khutbah, his speech, his sermon, and he came down and he carried both of them and he came back on the pulpit and then he continued his khutbah. So you can see that how much love Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his personality. Once he is in prostration in his sajda, so Imam Hassan or Imam Hussain, they come back on the shoulder, on the back of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now he is making, prolonging his sajda. Why? Because he has respect for Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And one time, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said 72 times more, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Why? Because Hussain is on his shoulder. And Imam Hussain, now his shoulder for a reason. Oh my grandfather, today you are waiting for me 72 times, you are saying more, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. As time would come, I would sacrifice myself and my 72 followers for the sake of Islam to protect the true message of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had given the news in his lifetime that my best grandson would be a shaheed. And this is another dalil, an evidence and proof that Allah had given such a knowledge to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he could predict and he could tell many things which would happen later on, and whatever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it was true. And in the history, they come to know that whatever he said, that really happened. And that tells them that Allah had given him divine knowledge. And you can see that Imam Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala know, he said, everybody please pay attention. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala know said, he used to make this dua, Oh Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ra'sis sittin wa imarati sibyan. Oh Allah, I don't want to see the beginning of 60th Hijri. After the 60th year of Hijra, I don't want to see beyond that time. And oh Allah, save me from the leadership of young people, the child, the teenagers. I don't want to see them. I don't want to see their leadership. Why? Because Abu Huraira was the one person who learned secrets from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet told him. Some people say that why this happened, right? You say that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that he becomes shaykh. Why didn't he do anything? Because they were sabir. They had patience. They were devoted Muslims. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not ever made any dua, Oh Allah protect my son. He said, Allahumma aatil husayna sabran wa ajra. Oh Allah give him sabr and ajr, reward and patience. Why? Because there is a unique thing. We have to respect them, we have to love them, right? But this is the beauty of Islam. This is the one of the lessons which we can learn today, that there is one thing, Allah can give honor to anyone without any reason. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But there is another reason. Sometime Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala shows those personality and Allah tests them, put them in trial. That world can see that if Allah had chosen them, so they deserve to be chosen. And that's in Arabic. There is a proverb, they say, Al-Ataya ala qadri al-balaya. That the reward is according to your test. Or in another sense, you can say, the degree is always given according to the exam which you are taking. Right? So if you are in high school, you will get that high school certificate. If you are in college or in university, you will get that degree. So it depends on the work what you are doing. So if there is a big trial, you will get bigger degree, right? Bigger reward. So that was the one of the biggest trial and test. And Imam Hussein and his family members and Prophet Muhammad's family members, Ahlul Bayt, they were successful. They had sabr. They had patience. Because they knew, Allah said in Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا. This is lesson for us, that would the people think if they contemplated, they considered, they're thinking that أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا, that you will be forgiven, you will go to Jannah. Why? Because by tongue you said آمَنَّا, we are mu'min, we are Muslim, and that's it. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and no trial and no test would come to you. Do you think? It's not happening. Allah said, we tested people before you and we will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Allah said, we will test you. Unfortunately, now we are not ready for any test, any trial. They're saying, yeah, we are Muslim, and that's it, we will go to Jannah. We don't want to do anything. We have to learn this thing from the personality of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. They can say, oh, we are Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children. We don't need to do anything. We can if he was just sitting and he would be agree to accept Yazid, that person, he could negotiate with him, I accept you as a king, as a president, as a khalifa, Yazid would give him everything what he wants. But they had chosen akhira, not the dunya. They had chosen the true deen, the true religion, the true message of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he did not have any negotiation with Yazid. He did not ever, he was agreed to accept Yazid as a khalifa. Unfortunately, as Imam Alvi was explaining, some people, today they are talking about, they are saying, Amir Yazid and Amirul Mu'mineen, and then they are saying, radiyallahu ta'ala no, and then they are giving certificate, degree of Jannah. They are saying, Yazid is Jannah, and na'udhu billah. Today, there are people, I don't know why these people, and they are saying they are research scholar. What kind of research scholar you are? What the hell you are talking? There is no hadith. There are thousands of hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot find even a single hadith which is talking about Yazid. But we can show you hundreds of hadith which are talking about Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. How can somebody can compare that Yazid, the person who is adulterer, the person who is drinking alcohol, the person who is committing all the sins, the person who is neglecting the prayer, we are praising that person and we are disrespecting Imam Hussain and some of the people. Nowadays they are known, they're coming on TV, on media, and we say, oh, a big scholar, and then somebody asks, they say, that was a political war. What kind of political war? What you are saying? That was the conflict between haq and batil, right? Truth and falsehood. You cannot say that there was political war. No, that was only to protect the religion, the true concept of Islam, the concept given by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I just give you example. We have seen many times when a person is sick, and the doctor, they are testing, they are getting different tests. Especially for some reason they are using medication, this, that, and somehow some patient, they reach at the point, the doctor suggests there is nothing we can do, only we need the blood, right? And then they ask for donation, and they don't take the blood of everyone, only the blood, the group which matches the patient, that blood they take, not the person who is already sick, or the person who already has sickness, or the problem, they take the blood which is matching the patient. And the blood of the person who is healthy, or good enough. And then they give that blood to the person, and the person, he is cured. So that time, Islam needed some blood, the pure blood, the holy blood, to be protected. And that time, only the blood of Imam Hussain and his family members was matched, was pure enough to protect the life of Islam. So Imam Hussain said, I want to save Islam, the religion of my grandfather, but I can give my life, I can give life of my children. So Imam Hussain got ready, and that was given to protect the true message of Islam. That was the struggle of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. I don't have enough time that I can tell you all the incidents, what happened. It's a long history. Even if you sit for hours and hours, in 4 or 5 hours, we cannot complete all the background what it happened. In brief, and I summarize it, and then inshallah, there would also people who would give some lecture or some information. So what I'm saying, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala is a person that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and there's hadith, Jabir radiallahu ta'ala said, once his mother asked, did you go to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You see that time, the mothers, they were sending their children because they were not living close to Medina. So she was sending him, go and pray with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she asked him, and she scolded him, why you are not going to pray? So she said, go. and perform the prayer today, you have to pray Maghrib behind Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you meet Prophet, say my salam to Prophet and ask Prophet that Prophet make dua for us, dua maghfira, the forgiveness. So Jabir, young boy, teenager, he came and he performed the Maghrib and he said, I saw that Prophet is sitting there and he continues, he is performing the nasr and Quran recitation and the zikr and tasbih. And you see, there's a lesson for us that we try our best to quit as soon as possible from the masjid. But what is the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He loves to sit in masjid. The Sahaba, they love to sit in the masjid. And there is a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the seven people who would be under the shade of Allah's mercy, one of them, وَرَجُلُ الْقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, the person whose heart is attached with the masjid, the one who loves masjid, one who is sitting in the masjid, one who is taking care of masjid. And there is another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ عَرِفَ الْمَسْجِدِ عَرِفَهُ اللَّهِ, the one who loves masjid, Allah loves him. So we have to love masjid. We have to spend more time in masjid. We have to read Quran, zikr, tasbih, more such kind of educational seminars or conference or program that we can learn more about our deen and religion. Anyway, so he said that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he led the Isha prayer. So he was there from Maghrib to Isha. When Prophet finished Isha prayer, so he said, he followed Prophet. Prophet came outside and he started walking. Everybody was gone. So he said, I was following Prophet. After a while, I saw that somebody came closer to Prophet and he said something to Prophet. And he is behind, following. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished conversation with that person. So Prophet realized that somebody is following him. So Prophet said, who is this? So Jabir said, it's me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jabir. So Prophet said, what happened? He said, I came that my mother said, I asked you that make dua for me and for my mother. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ghafar Allahu lak wa li ummik, Allah forgive you and your mother. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, did you see that a person came and met me? He said, yes, I saw him. But who was that person? What he said? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is the unique angel who never came on this earth. This was his first and last time. He came to bring a special message from Almighty Allah to me. So Jabir said, oh Allah's messenger, what was the message? So he said, that angel told me that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Inna al-Hasana wal-Husayna Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. That Hasan and Husayn, they are chiefs of the people of Jannah. They are the leaders. They are the commanders. They are the chiefs in Jannah. Hasan and Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala. So we have to love them. And there is a hadith that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin faqad mata shaheeda. That anyone who dies in love of Prophet's family, he will die as shaheed. He will get the reward of shaheed or murder for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, when he passed away, he was the Khalifa, he was the king. We do respect him. There are people who accuse him, abuse him, and say bad words. We don't, because we believe all the Sahaba, they are justified, they are just people, they are good people. We respect all the Sahaba. Why? And that this is the one of the reasons that proves the concept of Sunni Islam. Why? Because Imam Hassan, first Khalifa Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Usman, then Ali. When Ali, after the Ali, his shahadat, so now Imam Hassan is the fifth Khalifa, Khalifatul Rashid, the right guided Khalifa, the five Khalifa in Islam. Most people say four, five. Imam Hassan is the fifth Khalifa. And after 6 months, Imam Hassan, he gave this Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he accepted him as a Khalifa. If Amir Muawiyah was the wrong person, we believe Imam Hassan would never give Khilafat to him, the kingdom to him. And he did that, he took place of Imam Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Right? If Yazid was good person, Imam Hussein would also do that. He didn't do that. That proves Yazid was a bad person. But Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was a good person. So we don't accuse him that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is wrong, right? Because Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein both accepted him as a Khalifa, right? So, because that was a good person. So anyway, after when Imam Hassan had given this Khilafat ruling to Amir Muawiyah, and Amir Muawiyah was a Sahabi of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Imam Hassan becomes Shaheed. Somebody had given him poison and he is dead. And that is another thing. There are people who beat themselves and they do many things and they say they love the family of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We asked them, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. You don't do that matam and noha and beating yourself for that, because that is the biggest disaster or grief for the Muslims. Sayyidina Hamza, the Prophet's uncle, he becomes Shaheed. You are not doing bad for bad personality. Who is the uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Jafar is Shaheed. Sayyidina Ali is Shaheed. Imam Sayyidina Usman ibn Affan, he is Shaheed. He is Khalifa. He was also surrounded for 40 days. No water, no drinking, nothing. And he is also, you are not doing for him. Sayyidina Ali is Shaheed. Imam Hassan is Shaheed. Right? So if all these people are Shaheed and you are not doing this thing for them, so why you are doing this for Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala? Right? So that means they are working on special mission. That is not a comprehensive Islamic concept of Islam. So my dear brothers and sisters, when Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala passed away, now Yazid become Khalifa. And once he become Khalifa, so Yazid, for his kingdom or for his Khilafat, he wanted to protect it. And he was scared that people love Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And any time, if people accept him as Khalifa, then my kingdom is gone. Right? So he wanted to pressurize him by force. He sent the letters to Medina, he was in Medina, accept me as Khalifa. But Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, how could he accept a misguided or bad person as a Khalifatul Muslimin? So Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala said, whosoever wanted to accept him as Khalifa, let him accept. I cannot accept him as my Khalifa. This is freedom. This is freedom of choice. But they were pressurizing Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Imam Hussain, he wanted to keep himself away from this issue. So he migrated. He left Medina and he came to Makkah. And he lived in Makkah for 4 months, 4 or 5 months. And now the people of Kufa, they are writing him over and over, please come. Please come. We don't like Yazid. We don't accept him as Khalifa. We need somebody who is a righteous person. Somebody who will follow the instruction of Quran and Sunnah. So, not only one letter, and it's not you write letter and you mail it. That time, there is a special messenger person. You have to send it. And you can see that how much distance from Kufa to Makkah. 700 letters. However, some say you exaggerate, not 700, even some of them 300, or at least 150. And it's from each tribal leader. 150 letters, or up to 700 letters, invitations. And they are begging Imam Hussain, if you're not coming today, on the day of judgment, if Allah would ask, so we will tell Allah, Allah, we ask Imam Hussain, the grandson of our leader, come to heaven. So then Imam Hussain, he asked the Sahaba and he got their opinion. So they said, please don't go. They are not trustworthy people. They will call you, invite you, and then they will receive you. So Imam Hussain radi Allahu ta'ala said, but what I can do? There are so many letters. So let me send someone first in person, and he selected Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin. Go and see the situation. If you are satisfied, write me a letter, then I will come there. And now he went there. When he went there, so thousands of people, over 40,000 people, he took place there. on the head of Muslim bin Aqil for Imam Hussain رضي الله تعالى. The pledge of allegiance that we love and respect Imam Hussain, we accept him as a Khalifa, we need him, he should come here as soon as possible. And now Imam Hussain is leaving Makkah and he is heading towards Kufa. And again the Sahaba, Abdullah bin Zubayr, Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Abbas, they are asking, don't trust these people. Don't trust these people. Imam Hussain said, now I don't have any excuse because I sent somebody and he wrote me what is the condition. So I have to go. Whatever la yusibana illa ma kataba Allahu lana. The belief in the destiny, taqdeer, qada' al-qadar, what is written for us. So no matter, now I have to go. I have no excuse. So Imam Hussain, and he was on his way. So the situation changed. And Yazid, when he came to know, because that time Nu'man bin Bashir, he was the Sahabi, he was the governor in Kufa. So somebody told him, Yazid, that your governor is not doing anything, and here mostly people are with Imam Hussain and with Muslim bin Aqil. So he wrote a letter to Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, Ibn Ziyad, that he was the governor of Basra. He said, now you are governor of Basra as well as Kufa. Go and take the charge of Kufa. And he said, the Nu'man bin Bashir is no more governor. So he came with a deceiving tactics. He came from the route of Hijaz, Makkah and Medina, not from route of the other Syria where he is coming from, or Basra. And he used the dress of Arabs, not the Arab, not the dress of non-Arabs. And he came at the night. And when he entered, he got only few people. People thought maybe this is Imam Hussain. And when he continued walking, and people were with him, and when he got closer to the governor house, he opened the door. And Nu'man bin Bashir said, they thought maybe it's Imam Hussain. And he put heel on his face. And when he entered, so he said, now we are here and we will give you the lesson. If you break the pledge with Muslim bin Aqil and Imam Hussain, will give you thousands of dollars, dirhams, dinar, and wealth, and the good jobs. But if you don't, then we will kill you, we will slaughter you, we will kill your children, and we will demolish your houses. And now the situation is changing. Those people who invited him, and now they are becoming scared. And this person, he was very zalim, unjust person, Ibn Ziyad. And he announced and he called 40 tribal leaders in his house, the governor house, to talk of something special. So when they came, so he locked them up. And that was another tactic. When any situation happens and thousands of people come and surround the governor house and if they attack, so now I can use these 40 tribal leaders. And they said, that what happened, he sent some troops to capture Muslim bin Aqil. So Muslim bin Aqil, when he came out, so all of a sudden, all the people who were with Imam Hussain and Muslim bin Aqil, they came out. And they were helping Muslim bin Aqil. And 40,000 people are surrounding the governor house. And in a minute, if he attacked, so he can get the control and everything. But because he is a just person, he is a kind person, Muslim bin Aqil, they don't want to kill anyone, any Muslim, any innocent person. So they wanted to negotiate. But this time, Ibn Ziyad, he took advantage. The disadvantage, he said to 40 people, go at the roof of this fort, the governor house, and tell your relatives, go, leave them alone. Otherwise, he will kill us. And they are crying upstairs. And all 40 people, please go, go. And now, one by one, and at the end, thousands of people, 40,000 people become just few hundreds, 500 or 800,000. And it's time of Maghrib. Muslim bin Aqil, he thought it's time of Maghrib, let's pray. When he started the prayer, now 500 people, when he finished his prayer, so there is none behind. You see the people. So all the people are gone. He is alone. And now he's scared and he is crying, oh my God, I wrote to Imam Hussain. If they take my life, not a problem. what is going to happen with Imam Hussein and his family members, the children. He is not coming here to fight. Right? So he was considered. And then, in brief, he becomes shaheed. He killed him, the Muslim bin Atif, and he had the two children. They also killed them. What the children have done? But they killed him. And when Imam Hussain, radiallahu ta'ala, he was on his way, and he comes to know, and he was so sad. What happened? Muslim bin Akeem, his cousin, his shaheed, he passed away. So his daughter was with him, Muslim bin Akeem's daughter. So Imam Hussain, he put his hand on her head, and he couldn't control, and tears were in the eyes of Imam Hussain. So she realized, she thought there is something happened. So she said, "What happened? What happened, my uncle? Why you are crying? You are crying, you are putting your hand on my head. It seems like I am orphan, like somebody have love for an orphan. So am I an orphan? What happened to my father? Am I a teen? What happened to my father?" So Imam Hussain, he cried and he said, "Yes, he becomes shaheed, but we have to do sabr." And now he talked with other people, those who were with him. They said, "We'll not go back, because even if we go back, so they will follow us. So we should continue, and we'll see. And we have to complete the hujjat, the evidence that they called us, and otherwise they can say that we called Imam Hussain, he didn't come, he didn't show up." So Imam Hussain, when he reached at Karbala, so he was followed by Qurb bin Yazid, the general who had hundreds of soldiers with him from Ibn Ziyad to capture Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And now, thousands of other people, 5,000, some even said 22,000 soldiers, they are surrounding them. And they have control over the water, the river of Furat. And from 7th of Muharram, they are not giving them any water. From 7th of Muharram, 7th, 8th, 9th, 3 days left, they don't have water, they don't have food. And they are only few people, children, babies, right? So they are asking Imam Hussain, accept Yazid as Khalifa. Imam Hussain said, "I have three things. Whether you let me go back?" He said, "No, we will not let you go back." He said, "Take me to Yazid. I can talk in person and I can give him counseling." He said, "No, not. We are not going to do that." And then he said, "Third one, let me go in Islamic border and I can protect my country, and then I fight with the non-Muslims and I become shaheed. Because shaheed is a honorable degree in Islam, so I want to be a shaheed." So there are three options. So they said, "There is no other option. You fight, or you accept it as Khalifa." And now Ibn Sa'd, and Sa'd bin Waqqas is the one of the Sahabi, and it's from Ashram Bashr. Then Sahabi, Prophet said, they are Jannati. They will go to Jannati. His own son, Amr bin Sa'd, he was the one who was given this mission, go in Karbala and kill Imam Hussain. And he was saying, before he was hesitating, no. But when Ibn Ziyad said, "You want to be the governor of Rey is the city which is known today as Tehran in Iran. So that time it was known with the name of Rey. So he said, "If you want the governorship, you want to be governor of Tehran, so go and do this mission and you will get the promotion and you will be the governor of Tehran." You see the love of dunya. And here, this is lesson for us. When we talk, we say, "Oh, I am very religious. I have this, I have this. My father was scholar and this and that. So don't worry about my children." No. This was the Sahabi, Jannati Sahabi, his son. And he is doing this for dunya. So where we are standing? My dear brothers and sisters, we have to be extra careful for our children who are living in non-Islamic environment. And another thing, if you would ask all the Yazidi people, those who are taking their swords out to kill Imam Hussain, so if you ask them, they will tell you, their heart is with Imam Hussain, but their tongue is, and their support and their sower is with him. It's double standard. It's hypocrisy. All the Yazidis, those who were there to kill Imam Hussein, they were saying that our heart is with Imam, we love him. And that's what we do in Islamic countries, where it comes time of voting. So we say we love Islam, but when we cast the vote, so we give vote to the un-Islamic, or the people who are corrupt or bad people, we give them vote. And other way, if you see, we say, yes, we need Islam. We need Islamic education. But where we send our children, wait a minute. Where we are sending our children? In un-Islamic environment. And on the other hand, we love Islam. So whether our concept is matching with the people of Yazidis, so my dear brothers and sisters, it's very serious. If we love Islam, if we love Islamic education, if we want to protect our children, we have to send our children in an Islamic educational center, in Islamic schools, that their iman, their deen, their haya, their sharam is protected, and they become a true Muslim. This is very important. Not only, okay, we love Islam, yeah, our heart is with Islam, but our support and power and energy and resources, everything is against Islam. And that's what Yazidis said. That we love. And Imam Hussein, when he had delivered speeches, he said, listen, I didn't come by my own. I came on your invitation. And I came here, you know who I am. I was the one who was sitting on the shoulders of Prophet ﷺ. I am the one that Prophet ﷺ had given me the glad tidings of Jannah. I am the one who had such things. They said, we know all these things. You have two options. Accept Yazid as Khalifa or get ready for fighting. And on 9th, so Ibn Sa'd, he was hesitating, but when he saw, oh, I will become the governor, that is the mission of my life, that is the objective of my life, I want governorship, he said, yes, okay, I will do that. And now on 9th of Muharram, they said, get ready, fighting. And Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala said, give me this night, we'll see tomorrow. He got one more night for what? To worship Allah tomorrow. This is another lesson for us, my dear brothers. And my dear sisters, how we spend our time. We have a lot of time, but we don't have time to read Quran. We don't have time to recite Durood Sharif. We don't have time to do the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't have time to attend any Islamic gathering. Right? So Imam Hussein in Karbala, when he does not have eating food, anything to eat, no water, asking for one more night, for what? The narrator said, I saw Imam Hussein, he is standing and he is praying. I saw he opened the Quran and he is reading Quran in Karbala. So why we cannot send our children to read Quran? Why we don't like our children to be a good reciter of Quran? There is that spirit. That is the lesson of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So at midnight, he gathered all family members. He said, listen, they are thirsty of my blood. They want to take my soul off. But I openly and willingly and happily request you to take one camel and from there, run away. Go in any other town and protect your life. They will kill me and that's it. That's all they want. They are not scared of you. You all, one by one, go and leave. So all of them said, we cannot leave you. If we leave you today, so if Prophet Muhammad asked us on the day of judgment, what we would answer him? That my grandson was alone and you left him alone? No, we will not leave you. We will live with you. We will die with you. That is the dedication. That is the devotion. And you see, they close by. There's 72 people. The 20 Ahl Bayt Nabuwwah, the family of Prophet, the children, women, 22 these people, and 72 other people. That's it. And all these people, when they come to know some of them, like the one old lady, her son named Wahab bin Abdullah al-Kalbi. when he comes home after work in the evening, he came home and the mother is sad, very sad, very upset. And the son came, you see, these are the good children, those who care about their parents. It's not, oh, I finished my job and all of a sudden I am married, I rent my room, I don't ask about my parents, I don't care about my parents. They were respectful children. So he observed that mother is sad. He said, what happened to you, my mother? Did my wife say to you something? What happened? Why you are... So she started crying. I said, what happened? Do you remember my father who is dead? So she's just crying. What happened? Let me know. She said, you know, I come to know that Imam Hussain is alone. He has only few people. He is helpless in Karbala. I don't have any other children except you. I was wishing, unless I had someone I could offer to sacrifice for the family of Prophet. 17 days after his marriage, that young man was married 17 days before. So he said to his mother, don't worry, my mom, I am here. I will fulfill your wish. Don't worry. If that is your dream, that will become true. I am ready. But just let me ask my wife, because she is my spouse. So I just talk to her and then I will go. So now mother is saying, my son, maybe she will, because of love, she would not allow you. And this golden opportunity comes only once in your life. So don't slip. So he said, don't worry, my mom. So he went to his wife and asked her that I am going to help Imam Hussain. So she said, I am ready to give you permission, but I want you to make a promise. What is the promise? He said, promise is that when you will go to Jannah, you will not go alone, you will go with me. You will take me to Jannah. So he said, yes, okay, if Allah permitted me Jannah, so I promise I will take you. So she said, no, I want witness. He said, what kind of, this is very crucial time, we have few minutes, I have to rush. So she said, no, I want Imam Hussain to be witness. So all three people, right? So they went to Karbala. The next day when they got there early morning, so they told them why they are here. Imam Hussain said, no, you all three go back. Allah will give you the reward. So she said, no. And that person, Bahab bin Abdullah Kalbi, he said, no, by no cost, will not go, will stay with you. So that was their determination. These were the people. And Muslim bin Osija. And if you see, and that's what I'm saying, there are people who are going on selected basis, concept, or maktabe fikr of school of thought. We select this. We ask these people, those who are doing matam and this and that, we ask them, give us the list of the people who were shaheed with Imam Hussain. Who were with Imam Hussain? They would not tell you Usman bin Ali. They would tell you Abbas bin Ali. Abbas is also the brother of Imam Hussain, right? But they will not talk about Usman bin Ali. So why Hazrat Ali? He named his son Usman. That means Ali had respect for Usman. Usman is not the enemy of Ali. That's why Ali had given Usman name to his son. And they would not tell. They would talk about Qasim bin Hassan. Qasim, the son of Imam Hassan. They would not tell you Umar bin Hassan, because Umar bin Hassan is the son of Hassan, and he gave name, he's a grandson of Prophet Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and Ali and Imam Hassan is giving him name Umar. That means Ahle Bayt love Sahaba, they love Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and Abu Bakr bin Umar, Abu Bakr bin Qasim, Abu Bakr bin Qasim, Abu Bakr the son of Hassan, Abu Bakr bin Hassan. So they had given these names, that means they were one unit. As long as Sahaba and Ahle Bayt were one, Islam was in control, in power. When we separate them, Sahaba on one side and Ahle Bayt on one side, that demolishes the true concept of Islam. That weakens the power of Islam. And unfortunately, we find people in the world today, they are in minority, but they always, one is taking only Ahlul Bayt and talking about them, and one is only talking about the Sahaba. We Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaah respect and love all of them. So my dear brothers and sisters, so all of them, Ali Akbar, Ali Asghar, so all of them, they become shaheed. And after killing them, they burned the khaymah, the tent of the family of Rasul Salman. You see how cruel and how zalim and unjust these people are. They don't have any humanity. And not only killing them, after killing, they took their heads off. And now their horses are running on the dead bodies. They did not bury them. What kind of humiliation that? Are you a Muslim? You are doing this to the family, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can you consider that you would get the shafaat, intercession of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And even after that, if you see what they had done, they humiliated. They took the heads towards Kufa, to Ibn Ziyad, and then from Kufa to Damascus, to Sham, where Yazid was. And all you see that they were disrespecting the family of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And my dear brothers and sisters, love of Ahlul Bayt is important. Imam Shafi said, Ya Ahla Bayti, Rasulillahi Hubbakum, Fardun min Allah fil Qur'ani, Anzalahu, Law Kana Rifqan, Hubbu Ali Muhammadin, Fal Yashhad Saqalan, Anni Rafidi. That, O family of Prophet, your love is first, is an obligation in Qur'an. And if loving family of Prophet is, somebody can say you are Rafi or Shia, in that sense I am Shia. I accept that blame, but I cannot leave loving and respecting the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear brothers, as Iqbal said, Kafilaye Hijaz mein ek bhi Hussain mein. That time Islam was in tough condition, right? But there was Imam Hussain to protect Islam. Today, Islam is in more toughest position, but we don't see any Hussain or any character of Hussain. Any person who is a true follower of Imam Hussain, any person who has the attributes and qualities of Imam Hussain. So this day also reminds us, we come together, we learn the message of Imam Hussain, the message of the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that message? To be strict with Quran and Sunnah. To be strict, to follow the instruction of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers, once again, I took so much time, but I give this message to my youth, to youngsters, that they should love the Sahaba, the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should also love the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this time, there are people who watch TV and they listen to different people. Let me tell you very clearly, we should not listen to these people. Why? People say, why? No, we should listen to everyone. Yes, if you have knowledge of your religion. If you don't know about your own religion and you are listening to a Qadiani or a Shia or someone, they would corrupt you. They would divert you. They would misguide you. And if your iman or aqidah is gone, then where do you stand? It was not a big deal, Imam Hussain, except in that day he said, Imam Hussain, he did not give his hand in hand of Yazid, but he gave his head. He did not bow down, right? He gave his head, he gave his life, but he did not give his pure and clean hand in impure hand. So this is another lesson for us. There are people, they accept, okay, whosoever, yeah, he is peer, accept him. There is no peer, no murshid, there is no sheikh, except he is following the Quran and Sunnah and Sharia. If the person is following Quran and Sunnah and Sharia, then you can follow him, you can give your hand. If his aqidah, his creed is pure, he's following the creed and aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, then we follow, we love, we respect. Otherwise, is not fear, is a shaitan. The one who does not follow the Sharia or the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who does not love Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should not love, we should not have any connection and any affair with these people. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the true love with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raise the darajat of shuhada of Karbala, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us intercession of shuhada-i Karbala, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us company of shuhada-i Karbala on the day of judgment. Ba'ath wa ta'ala.